A recent video has surfaced featuring an Islamic preacher in the UK making shocking claims about how non-Muslims should be treated under Islamic rule. The preacher, citing Islamic sources such as Sahih Muslim and Sahih al-Bukhari, described a world in which Christians and Jews would be subjected to humiliation and discrimination simply for their beliefs. The video, covered by the YouTube channel Saint AVS, raises serious questions about religious discrimination and freedom of speech in the West. The preacher's shocking statements. According to the video, the preacher instructed fellow Muslims on how non-Muslims, referred to as kafir or kafir, should be treated under Islamic rule. Some of his statements include: non-Muslims should be forced to walk on the side of the road, avoiding the main path used by Muslims. Christians and Jews must wear distinctive clothing to set them apart from Muslims, such as a red belt or shaved forehead. If a Muslim sees a non-Muslim wearing nice clothes on an Islamic holiday, the non-Muslim must surrender them. Churches are allowed but must not ring their bells or make any public expression of faith. Christians should be required to house Muslims in their churches when requested. Non-Muslims must wear mismatched shoes and walk in the middle of the street rather than the pavement, reinforcing their lower status. These statements are not mere personal opinions but are drawn from Islamic texts that many Muslims consider authoritative. The intent behind these rules is clear: to make non-Muslims feel like second-class citizens, discouraging them from practicing their faith and ultimately pressuring them into converting to Islam. Understanding the meaning of kafir. The term kafir or kafir is often translated as infidel or disbeliever. In Islamic doctrine, it refers to anyone who rejects Islam, including Christians and Jews. In strict interpretations of Sharia law, non-Muslims are classified as dhimmi, a protected but subjugated group required to pay a special tax, jizya, and abide by restrictive rules. The enforcement of these rules throughout history has led to widespread discrimination, with non-Muslims often treated as inferiors. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The double standard in free speech. The video by Saint AVS raises an important issue. Why are Christian preachers in the UK being arrested or silenced for simply sharing their faith? In contrast, radical Islamic preachers can openly call for the humiliation of non-Muslims. There have been multiple incidents of Christian street preachers being detained for quoting the Bible or standing against unbiblical cultural trends. Meanwhile, Islamic extremists have been allowed to preach discriminatory ideologies without consequence. This double standard is evident in the reluctance of authorities to confront radical Islamic rhetoric, likely out of fear of being labeled Islamophobic. However, the reality is that allowing such hate-filled teachings to go unchecked creates a society where free speech is not equally applied. If a Christian preacher made similar statements about Muslims, the outcry would be immediate and severe. Yet, when an Islamic preacher calls for discrimination against Christians and Jews, it is met with silence from the same institutions that claim to champion tolerance and equality. What must be understood is that these authorities are not merely turning a blind eye, they are actively empowering the spread of radical Islamic ideologies. The systematic tolerance of anti-Christian rhetoric and the unrestricted influx of Islamic immigration into the West have been part of a larger, calculated strategy by globalist elites. This policy has been implemented in stages over decades, using Islam as a tool to undermine and dismantle Judeo-Christian civilization. A direct assault on the Christian faith has historically failed, only strengthening believers' resolve to remain faithful to God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, the globalist agenda introduced Islam as a substitute religion, a satanic distortion, to weaken Christian nations from within. Muhammad, who is exalted in Islam, is portrayed in historical records as a warlord, a deceiver, and an individual who engaged in practices contrary to moral and divine law. Today, Britain has been infiltrated with over 6 million Muslims, and with their birth rates far surpassing native populations, projections indicate that by 2050, they will form the majority. Britain will no longer be a Christian nation. The so-called Christian churches, particularly the Anglican establishment, have collaborated with globalists in this process, embracing interfaith dialogue while failing to defend the truth of Christ. Christianity versus Islamic rule. The preacher's statements stand in stark contrast to the teachings of Jesus Christ. Christianity calls for love, forgiveness, and respect for all people, regardless of their beliefs. Jesus said to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Christianity does not impose belief by force or coercion but offers salvation freely to those who choose to accept it. Islam, in its strictest form, presents a different model. Sharia law imposes restrictions on non-Muslims, treating them as inferiors unless they convert. This system of governance does not align with the principles of freedom, equality, and grace found in the Christian faith. Christians must understand these differences to effectively defend their beliefs and share the gospel with those trapped in oppressive ideologies. What can be done? Christians must take a stand against religious discrimination and the suppression of free speech. This does not mean responding with hostility or hatred, but rather with firm truth and unwavering faith. Here are some steps that can be taken. Speak out about these double standards and call for equal enforcement of free speech laws. Support persecuted Christians both in the UK and in Islamic-majority countries where these rules are actively enforced. Educate fellow believers about what Islam teaches and equip them with biblical responses. Engage in prayer for Muslims who are unaware of these oppressive teachings and for those seeking the truth of the gospel. Advocate for political leaders to take a firm stance on protecting Christian freedoms and ensuring that radical ideologies do not go unchecked. A call to action. The statements made by this Islamic preacher are not isolated incidents. They reflect a broader issue of growing intolerance toward Christians while radical Islamic ideologies are allowed to spread without opposition. If the UK and other Western nations continue to empower these forces, the erosion of Christian freedoms will only accelerate. Christians must rise to the occasion, speaking truth boldly yet lovingly. The gospel message is one of salvation, not subjugation. Now more than ever, believers must stand firm in their faith, expose the works of darkness, and continue to share the hope found in Jesus Christ with the world.